Mic check, 1 2 1 2. It has been a minute for us all, for you, for me, for us. I just want to say, thank you for your patience. If you've been one of the people that have reached out to me, contacted me, saying something about the podcast, saying you missed it, saying what's going on, thank you for your patience. Life has been lifing. It has been given. Nothing beats a Jet2 holiday. If you know, you know. But I'm here and I'm grateful. And I plan to upload podcast episodes as frequently as I can. With the busyness of my schedule, I've had schedule changes with work and everything, so I haven't had the freedom and the flexibility that I typically had. But we're here. We're here. And I'm happy that you're here. I'm happy that you're giving me your time and your attention and lending me your ear. So before I start today's podcast episode, I want to give a trigger warning because I'm going to be talking about trauma, and I'm not going to go into like specifics of trauma or my trauma, anybody else's trauma, but I'm going to speak on the topic of trauma, and I want to be sure that I don't just dive into that topic because if you're not in a headspace or heart space to go there, then I would rather you be in a position where you listen when you're able or have the capacity to. So I'm going to take a deep breath for myself. Because in the past weekend, I feel like so many things regarding my life and my trauma have resurfaced in my thoughts, in my dreams, in my journaling. And at first, I was just like, should I talk about trauma? Because it's like, this is what, I'm processing or I'm experiencing, but it doesn't necessarily mean like that's what anybody wants to hear. But I felt my intuition guiding me to speak on it, and it was just like a knowing in my spirit and in my heart that there are things that people don't speak on, but it doesn't mean that they're not going through it or processing it. Such as myself, when it comes to trauma, when it comes to my life experiences and things that I've been through and things that I've endured, I don't speak on it a lot. There are people that I'm close to that know a good chunk of my trauma, but there's still plenty of experiences that I've had that I just haven't been able to verbalize and externalize. And so there's still, room for me to heal certain things in my life and in my experiences. I was looking at my face in the mirror, and I was looking at how I have this dark mark on my face, like it's hyperpigmentation, because I had a breakout because I decided to eat pork and I knew better. And mind you, this was like a month ago and I'm still trying to get rid of this mark. Now, I know that sounds random, but you listen, I'm always going to use an analogy, so I'm going to bring it home. But when I was looking at the mark on my face, I was just like, oh, why is this here? Like, my first pimple was when I was 30. It's insane. I never really dealt with breakouts and pimples and stuff, but when I hit 30, it was like all of a sudden, hormones and changes. And anyway, that's not the point. So I was looking at my face and I knew that I was going to break out, but I didn't know it was going to be as bad as it was. I was pescatarian for a couple of years. I stopped eating meat altogether and my life was really fish. I was more so like pescatarian, vegetarian, because when I didn't want to eat fish, I'm allergic to shellfish. So all I really had was fin fish. And when I didn't want to eat that, I had a vegetarian and plant-based diet. And I could tell by my skin, by my hair, energy, whatever. But one day I decided, listen, YOLO, sometimes I want some oxtails. Sometimes I want some jerk pork and festival, you know? So a month ago, probably like a month and a half ago, I decided I was going to eat pork. And I decided to take the risk, take the gamble, you know? I had both of my meet and greets and I felt good about it. And I was like, look, those are out of the way. So if I break out, hey, you know, those things are out of the way. I'm not going to be in people's face like that. Whatever, I could eat what I want. I decided to eat pork and I had the absolute worst breakout ever. Like the absolute worst. And I was looking at it and I'm like, ugh. And it was a decision. And I made the decision. I was like, I shouldn't have made that decision. And I was just here. And I'm left to try and figure out how to heal this, how to get rid of this, how to get my skin back in right standing or whatever. But I noticed that the way that I was feeling about the process with my skin was also what I had to sit with when it came to trauma in my life. Now, a lot of times we live with and we suppress or we sit with trauma that we endure. And if we're not careful with tending to our triggers and stuff, what happens is we have these bad breakouts. And it's like you do something and you expose yourself to something that could potentially trigger you. But now it's like you just put your foot in an ant pile and everything is going crazy because you never took the time to deal with whatever the root issue was or to face it or to talk about it. And what I noticed for myself is that in my childhood, going into my early 20s, I was a master at disassociation, but also a master at suppressing. And if I felt like something was too heavy or too intense to speak on, I wouldn't speak on it. And not only was I the type of person that wouldn't speak on it, I would not think of it anymore. And I did this thing in my mind that was like, this never happened. And the mind is powerful because once I had my mind fixated on this didn't happen, let's not talk about it, that's done, that's dead, that's what I committed to. That I committed to that for more of my life than I didn't. And when I finally got to a point where I was ready and willing to have honest conversations with myself regarding my trauma, the things that surfaced and the things that came to light with me didn't just come to light as a memory. It became something that felt tangible in the moment. And I don't know if anybody has heard of the book called The Body Keeps the Score. And there's another one that I love called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. Both of these things, both of these sentiments are so true because I started realizing how much the traumas that I had experienced in my life impacted me throughout my childhood, in my early 20s, and then now in my early 30s, how I still carry some of those things with me. In the way that I navigate life, in the way that I make decisions, in the way that I navigate relationships, romantic or platonic, in the way that I communicate, in the way that I process. My trauma was something that I was carrying and I've been carrying with me. Now, mind you, I try my best to not live my life from a place of, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I wear what I've been through on my sleeves. I don't like being like that because I feel like it's a cop out. You know, it's like if I'm like, I went through domestic violence and now I feel like if I'm a woman that's been through a domestic violence situation with another woman, now I feel like all women are abusers. That's a cop out. You know, or if I've been to one church and the church made me feel ashamed and now I don't want to go to that church no more. I don't want to go to church at all anymore. That's a cop out because everybody is not the same. All spaces aren't the same. Everybody's process isn't the same. Everybody's logic isn't the same. So I had to make sure that I was in a position where I could see those things for myself in order to not hate the world, in order to not hate society, in order to not hate people around me for doing nothing to me. Because the easy thing would be treat everybody like we beefing because I'm traumatized. And the easy thing would be keep my guard up no matter who I talk to or what situation I'm in because I'll always protect myself. But in those things, I end up robbing myself in the end. So I was taking some time on my flight yesterday and I was reflecting. And on my drive home, like I cried and I thought about so many things in my life that have literally journeyed with me. And I gave myself permission to feel certain things, not all of my trauma at once, because I think I've said it before, I compartmentalize a lot of things. So it was one compartment that I was taking the time to open. And when I let myself open it, I cried and I cried. And I let myself feel. And, you know, the thing that's so frustrating about trauma, especially if it's not self-inflicted trauma, is that someone can inflict trauma on you and create a traumatizing experience towards you, and they walk away scot-free, and you have to just sit with that, and you're left to pick up the pieces and figure out, where do I go from here? And I mean, that goes for religious trauma, that comes with sexual trauma, that comes with homophobia. It's like when someone lashes a certain energy towards you, it could live with you and it could stick with you forever. And although that person could be on their way, living their life, moving on, you don't have to cross paths with them again. It's like the reality is you still have those things. You still have those wounds. And at any moment, all it takes is someone hitting that wound too hard, somebody brushing up against that wound on accident, and now you're triggered. And the thing about triggers is your triggers are your responsibility. My triggers are my responsibility. Regardless of if someone triggered you, how you respond, how you choose to react is your decision. What you choose to do when you realize, oh, you just triggered me, is your decision. You could lash out. You could make a scene. You could shut down. You could go into a shell. But all of these things are a decision that you choose to make. And whatever follows that is a series of active, conscious decision making. And so where I am in my life now is that I've been noticing more consistently in recent times that I've been experiencing triggers. And my mind immediately goes to think before you act and think before you speak, because words are powerful and you can't take your actions back, you know? So now I try to breathe through my triggers, understanding that the frustration that I feel isn't because of you or isn't just because of you, because sometimes people can trigger you and you being upset with that person is justified. Not you just being mad, oh, because you triggered me. But sometimes people do stuff and it's like, all right, you didn't have to do that, you know? But in those situations where it's like you find yourself overreacting to something or lashing out or blowing up, like sometimes it's just this realization of like, I need to sit with this and I need to feel this and I need to walk myself through steps and processing and understanding the why, what I feel, why I feel it, you know? And in all things, we've been given an opportunity and the power of choice. You get to choose how you want to navigate the world around you, regardless of what you've been through. You can use your experiences or your trauma as a crutch, or you could use it as something that motivates you and that helps you to become a better person to the world around you, to your community, to yourself, to your family. So, in all things, remember that your experiences, good or bad, your hardship and your pain, whatever it may be that you've gone through, things that you've spoken about, the things that you haven't spoken about, the things that you've externalized or things that just live in your mind and in your body, I would encourage you to find an outlet, whether it's therapy, whether it's journaling, whether it's confiding in someone that you deem as a safe place and a safe person for you, but get it out of your body. And I'm saying that from a place of understanding that it's easy, and a cop out is to not speak about it, because that's how I've normalized being. That's one of my coping mechanisms is internally processing and suppressing. But I would like to encourage you, as I'm in my journey of externalizing, and as I'm in my journey of walking through the hard things and the uncomfortable things and the things that don't always feel fair, and just being present with yourself so that you can offer yourself a healthier, happier future. Because your past has already happened. The present is happening now, but you get to determine what you want the world around you and the world inside of you to look like moving forward. So be patient. I always say this, and I said it in one of my singles. Be patient with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be willing with yourself. Understanding that you're worthy of love. Understanding that you're worthy of patience. You're worthy of gentleness. You're worthy of kindness. You're worthy of consideration. You're worthy of being affirmed and being surrounded and being covered and feeling protected and feeling safe. You're worthy of those things. And I hope that in your world and in your life, you have that and you have access to that. And if you do, use that. Use your resources. And love yourself in a way that sets the tone for how others that you invite into your space, into your home, into your temple. You get to set the tone and you get to dictate the climate of your home. You get to set the temperature. You get to decorate. You get to revamp, renovate, remodel. It's your space. So make it a space worth living. Make it a space worth investing in. Make it a space that you're happy to be in. Because I know for myself, and they say this about Virgos, like we're so organized and we have everything, like we're almost perfectionists and like OCD with things outside of us, because internally everything is like havoc. So as much as I know that outside of myself, I know how to organize, I know how to make things look good, make things look perfect, make things look together and all together, whatever. My priority right now in my life and in my world, and not just to make this about Virgos, because what y'all not going to do is too much on us. But if you know that you're the type of person that cares about having things look good, presenting yourself well, you know, image, and not necessarily saying it's a vain thing, but if you know that you're that type of person, make sure that your mental and that your emotional aligns with that. Make sure that you take the time to clean up what's going on in the corners, that you take time to dust off those shelves, that you take time to clean the windows of your heart and your mind and freshen things up, because this is your mind, your body is your temple. You only have one, you only get one. So steward it well, manage it well, and love yourself well. Remember that everything serves a purpose. Everything serves a purpose. The good, the bad, the indifferent, everything serves a purpose. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. And hopefully you'll hear from me again next Monday.